I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Mobile area is winning even more aviation jobs from this week's Paris Air Show. APR's Pat Duggins reports a German company is expanding its South Alabama operation.
Moss Aviation says it will build a new facility in Mobile for painting aircraft. The $39 million plan will include the creation of 80 new jobs along Alabama's Gulf Coast. The new Moss facility will be at the Mobile Aeroplex site near the new Airbus manufacturing plant. Along with painting airplanes, it will repair and overhaul aircraft as well. The Hutchinson Corporation made a similar announcement at the Paris Air Show. That company says it will build a new facility in Mobile to supply insulation materials to the new Airbus factory. The Hutchinson operation is scheduled to open later this year. No word on how many new jobs this will mean for the Mobile area, but Hutchinson employs over 35,000 people in 25 countries. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
Routine medical care will be available for free to southeastern Alabama residents thanks to a program training military members to provide health care during missions. Officials with Alabama's Department of Economic and Community Affairs say residents of Barber and Macon counties are being offered free medical, dental, and eye screenings through next Thursday, June 25th. The clinics are being hosted by the Delta Regional Authority and the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve. The clinics are being hosted at Barber County High School, Eufaula High School, and the Tuskegee Institute Middle School from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. No appointments are necessary. Delta Regional Authority co-chairman Chris Massengill says more than 50,000 people have been served through the program in the past 6 years. The oldest restaurant in Alabama is celebrating its birthday tonight. The Bright Star in Bessemer turns 108 years old. The restaurant will be observing the occasion by serving dishes from its 1935 menu. Bright Star was the first establishment in Alabama to win the James Beard Award for American Classics. Andreas Anastasakis is a managing partner at Bright Star. He says the celebration is a salute to guests who have supported the restaurant for all these years.
The restaurant is now currently in its fourth location, all here in historic downtown Bessemer. This year is a very special year. We are here for 100 years in this specific location, and the restaurant is recognized by the state as not only the oldest family-owned restaurant in Alabama, but the oldest restaurant in Alabama.
The Bright Star is like a museum with original tile floors, 100-year-old murals, and a 1935 menu in the lobby. And an Auburn University lab technician accused of possessing and intending to sell a chemical commonly used as a date rape drug has pleaded not guilty in federal court. Stephen Howard appeared in court yesterday in Montgomery. His trial has been scheduled for January 4th. Court documents describe him as an employee in Auburn's polyfiber engineering department. Court records say the 64-year-old Howard possessed butanediol, a chemical that, when ingested, metabolizes into the date rape drug GHB. Howard was also in possession of a substance containing methamphetamine. U.S. Attorney George Beck said Howard sold 2 liters of a controlled substance to an undercover agent last month. He was also charged with possession of a handgun during a drug trafficking crime. Now your forecast.
Our forecast today includes hot, hazy, humid conditions. We'll top out in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index topping 100. Take it easy if you're going to be working outdoors. Only a small chance for shower or storm today, Thursday, and on Friday. Some areas will get a quick hitting downpour. Other areas stay dry. Overnight lows in the 70s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.